Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you from the default route at an undisclosed location. At the undisclosed location. On a brisk 43 degree Monday morning with sunshine, as you can see, which I'm starting to realize makes life a lot more pleasing, if I can't use the word better, as everything is relative and there's different types of beautiful, there's different types of wonderful. Something can be beautiful and wonderful one day and not the next. Thank God for our human subjectivity, whims, and just changing moods and experiences that ever evolve, even on an individual basis. Yes, Monday, it's good to be back out here in the default, back on track, back on my work week, up at 7:30 a.m., getting out here, should get my steps, and get back to the place 3 hours before I have to punch in. Which I've been able, seem to be able to fill the time with activities and quote unquote productive. I was gonna say activities, but I used the word, already used the word. I'm just waking up. This is my first time talking. I think I'm doing pretty good. Didn't have to clear my throat, spit nothing out this time. It's a big week. Travel week, work in the office week, gonna have to take public transit this week, the whole gamut. Just stop, pause, and think about some of the stuff that needs to happen. Orchestrate managing it, getting it in place. Some stuff I put in my OneNote. And I have a shortcut to it on my home screen. So if I need to get to something, I need to know immediately. I also have reminders, calendar, just so that things stay in place. My email. Sorted folders, keep relevant information there. OneDrive, keep documents. Dropbox, keep an archive of, well, main thing on Dropbox is granddaughter's folder. That's become a project now, to where I want to collect all the pictures and everything I can. Granddaughter, stick them in there. You think my life was severely documented? Woo. But everybody having cell phones, and even regular people able to take, able to take pictures and videos and save them to the cloud without them having to have, you know, too much technical education. Everybody, kids nowadays, they grow up knowing, you know, pictures and video cameras, all that, touch screens. And they grow fast. Get things cleaned up in my mother's house, organized, arranged. I might be the neat freak when he says I have an anal, that I'm anal, some kind of a whatever you call it, psychosis, not psychosis, but whatever it is, where it bugs me when I see things out of place. I walk in the kitchen and I see something, I say, how could somebody just walk right past this and not see it? How's that even possible? How is it possible for somebody to walk right by this and leave it there? So, and when I'm there, try to get the dishes done, put away, all of that. Just got to keep the place in a certain condition, or get the place to a certain condition. Foreseeing future changes in the residency of said place. It's a big place. And past experience with this has taught me you don't want to let it go empty. And to prepare it, it takes time. It takes effort. You just don't wake up and, you know, places have to be prepared for a transition or something. So, starting to work on that. So I'll get back at 9 o'clock today and start taking stuff to Goodwill, get stuff out of there that hasn't been touched or used in decades. Sorting through things. Markering out addresses. Taking that here, taking this there. I'm not a person who, I can easily just take that stuff and throw it away in the dumpster, and it's like one right there, and it's like empty. But I have a hard time throwing away stuff that I think is still good or usable, even though I might not be able to use it or want to use it. That's why I really support Goodwill. If anything, not because of benevolence or being to help the next person, to help me, to help me better handle throwing stuff away. That's what it's about. Come on. It's all about self. Here I go on that again. Here I go on that all about self stuff. But we all got to go through it. We all got to go through it. As I've said in the past, when I went through this before, it's the best case scenario for you to be there for your parents in their later years. It's the best you can ask for. The responsibility of it, everything. For both people involved, and I understand the impact and significance I have when I come out here to stay with my mother, and how not so much important it is to her, but how much she feels safer and all that comfort and just interaction and all that stuff. We watch TV, you know, I don't be making it easy on her. I tell her that's not how you raise us. So we will argue. And she like, everybody see the situation. They might call it elder abuse. I can see how somebody would probably be so accommodating and so nurturing to the point of unproductivity, to where it could be a detriment to the person. You know, she still got the fire. She'll still call me in there to do something. You know, I might give her a hard time about it. Okay. I will more than not, but I'll do it. I was raised, you know, I'm not that person. You'd like to change now. And I tell her, y'all created this. Y'all created this. Y'all did this. And I'm the best thing y'all could do is create me. Because I love who I am. I love what I am. I wonder if I gotta wash clothes. Do I need to wash clothes before I leave? I could do it. That's no big deal. I can get it in if I need to. But I'll get 2 nights at home in my bed. And I'm off to see the wizard. Gotta get solar eclipse glasses, damn it. Still ain't got none yet. But I order them today. Have them delivered. Yeah, it's gonna be something. It's gonna be something. We're gonna figure it out. One way or the other. And it's gonna happen. It usually does. Let's just face it. I've been through this enough times to know that, well, wait. I've been through this enough times to have confidence in the success of travel like this. It becomes inherent what needs to be done, what not needs to be done. And I always often say within that comfortableness, I have to be careful to not get too comfortable and let something slip through. So I try to be diligent about that. And, you know, just to make sure I's are dotted, T's are crossed. And inherently there's, well, built into the system, into my process or my system, there's probably some redundancy. If I forget this, forget that, there's always, you know, a recovery plan or plan B. And mostly, USB printer cable. And mostly, or not mostly, but as always, you can just go buy it. Buy it if you need it. Worst case scenario, hit a Walmart. Buy clothes or whatever you may not need out there. But the idea when traveling back to the ultimate remote location is to have everything already there and kind of in place. And it is, it evolved. I don't stay in hotels anymore. It is, it evolved to where I got clothes there. And like I said, since I wear the same clothes all the time anyway, you know, it kind of doesn't matter. I was just thinking, what I'm going to wear on the plane. Yeah, I'm going to have to change. I'm going to change clothes before I get on the plane. Actually, I can actually change clothes at the airport. I'm going to have enough time. I'm going to get there grotesquely early. I'm going to tell you one thing I am going to do, or not going to do, and that's eat. Have something in my stomach on a red-eye flight. I'm going to make sure that don't happen. Have my belly empty as possible, because experience has taught me that how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Happy Monday. Experience has taught me that I don't need to have a bunch of food in my belly before I fly, especially overnight. So there will be no eating after I leave work. Just gonna have to shut it down. Make sure there'll be food at work. You know, I'll make sure that I get something. I got a lot of food I'm taking home anyway. I got a lot of food I'm taking home. I have to put in the freezer and freeze. Get all that ready. I was just thinking more logistics. See, it's Monday morning, so I'm thinking logistics plan and all that. Stuff pops up in my head, and I say, okay, gotta remember that. We gotta remember this. We gotta remember that. That truck ain't flying up there. I ain't trying to. You driving like a maniac. Slow down, buddy. These trucks are flying out here like they've done it before. It is in the morning, morning traffic. People trying to get to work and all that stuff.
Back sign is on.
I understand. I completely understand. Rush hour, get to work. Can't be late to work. I've been late 3 times. People be thinking, not me. I can't even fake it. I was just gonna go ahead and go into character, but I can't. People be saying, oh yeah, I can't be late today. I've been late 4 times. I don't think I've been late to work ever. Well, not ever. All you do is call, for crying out loud. You know you're going to be late, all you can do is call. And I'm always usually 30 to 45 minutes early anyway. On a regular day. So you know how that is. So I talk it out. I like to talk it out with you guys. Whoever you guys are. Myself. My imaginary audience. I look at the views. See how many views these things get. You know, I got some. I post these on YouTube. Some of them don't get no hits at all. It's probably because I'm lazy about doing it. And I need to get into a routine or consistency. But it's being built. It is being built. And as more and more tools become available to manipulate all these videos and data and philosophy and talks and insight and all my streaming consciousness, organize it into one cohesive essay or article or documentary, it's gonna come. It's gonna come where you're gonna be able to take all your videos, put it in AI, and have AI create a comprehensive documentary of all the videos you've made over the years with subtitles and summaries. Oh my God. Subtitles, summaries, tags, everything. And then I'll probably have the ability to post it. Oh, I gotta see if that's out there. Somebody can take all my videos, because I got all the transcripts. I got all of it already in audio. So I can just take all that audio, drop it in the AI. But I need to Google. And just tell it to go ahead and sort through all these subjects. Put them together. Label what file it's from. Say this file, it's from file, blah, blah, blah. And then have it, you know, comment subject matter. I gotta find that. I'll pay for that. I'll pay for that. I'll pay for that. I'll pay extra for that. I'm already paying $20 a month for regular ChatGPT. I'll pay for that. Because I remember I was going to pay my niece to go through my videos and do it. Then I found YouTube transcribes all the videos. And then I found ChatGPT. And then I found a plugin that embedded ChatGPT right there in YouTube. Just ridiculous. The tools that are out there and available to us. I love tools. My toys are tools. Anyway, coming up on the halfway mark of this walk. Getting the week started. 223.8. Did I talk about that yet? 223.8. I had an encounter last night and some animal crackers. See, when you go to Dollar General or Dollar Tree, whatever, as soon as you walk in, you see them dots. I see my dots. They're like right there. So then I gotta grab it. A box of them chewy $1.25 a box things. Then, see, the thing about Dollar Tree and the Dollar Generals, Ralph's don't have my Juju fish no more. They don't have my Kroger brand candies anymore. I used to love my Juju fish. Because I like that gelatin kind of harder than gummy worm, not as sweet and soury texture candy. So you walk in the Dollar Tree, you walk over to their, you know, candy boxes and like, you know, $4 $1.25 or whatever. You walk in there, they got Boston baked beans, Whoppers. They got my Whoppers I used to get. They got a whole bunch of other stuff. A whole bunch of other ones that Ralph's don't have. And it's like, oh my God. And you're already in a dollar store. So you feel like you can buy everything. You just have this I don't know, whatever the word is, knowledge or feeling, that uninhibited feeling of buying stuff because it's so cheap. And it is. You get a whole bunch of stuff. You walk up there to the front, she be like, $8. I'm like, oh my God. I bought enough junk to kill a family of four. And it's only $8. I'm like, oh my God. So, I'm in line, and I'm getting ready to, you know, check out. Cause I did good. I did good. I wasn't trying to get major, you know, long lasting food stuff. I just got, you know, enough, hopefully, like, the idea was just to get stuff for the night. You know, just a little bit, have a nice little, but I got more than that, of course. You know I did. Got a bag of animal crackers, a box of Boston baked beans. I got dots. And as I was leaving, right there in the aisle of the checkout line, right there in my face, sugar babies. I'm like, oh shit. And the cashier saw me. She said, you're supposed to put your head, cover your eyes and not see it. Because I think I had been through it with her before. Talking about, y'all need to stop selling me this shit. There ought to be guidelines on what you allowed to sell a person. You don't care about my health? Trying to see if I can see my tracks. Well, it's been a couple days. Wonder if I could even see my tracks walking back. So I got home and I had an episode, but I did not eat a meal after I got back. Okay, I ate a meal, and I ate kind of decent. I said steak, broccoli, potatoes, and the potatoes were frozen meal potatoes, a lot of sodium. Probably not the best, but it sure tastes good. Broccoli, frozen, put in the microwave, and then put a whole bunch of butter and salt on it. And the mushrooms and onions I made were good, probably too much salt. But the steak didn't have salt, and I overcooked the steak. I put it in a broiler, overcooked it. I was gonna grill it, which I should have done, but I got to refill the tank. Not only do I got to refill the tank, I got to replace the innards of that grill. I've seen it at Home Depot and hardware stores. So I'll be able to replace the flame thing and the thing that covers the top of it and all that, because it's all rusted out. Fill up the propane. Get it ready for summer. And I put it in the broiler. And my mother's oven, it's not like my broiler or the broiler I'm used to having. Her broiler is at the top, in the big part. The flame comes out the top of the oven. And you put it on 500. I'm like, that ain't the kind of broiler I'm used to. In fact, I realized, it hit me that I put it on for 500. You know, I was preheating the oven. Then I went to put the meat in the bottom part, and it wasn't hot. And it was like a, I had found earlier that there was like a, it was a frying pan down there. Frying pan that we had growing up, the same frying pan we had back in Ohio that I grew up using. And the frying pan in there, cast iron. I can see my shoes there, I can see my tracks. There's a frying pan in there. Well, maybe they just, you know, leave it in there since it's cast iron, let it burn up when they cook. Well, I stuck my hand in there, it wasn't getting hot. Now look, the flame is at the top of the oven. I'm like, that ain't the same. And I left it in there too long. And I flipped it over and I shouldn't, because I overcooked it and dried it out. It didn't come out the way it should. I soaked it in Worcestershire sauce overnight. And I let it cool to room temperature. Then I put salt and stuff on it. And it didn't come out the way I wanted it to. I like mine juicy and greasy. It didn't work. And Stater Brothers had steak on sale, $6.99 a pound. But the catch was, you gotta get it whole. It's like ribeye roast. So, but the butcher was there. It was like 8:30, 9:00 on a Saturday or something. It was like, 8:30, 9:00 or something. Richard was there, he got it, sliced it, went in slices, I was in business, $42 worth of steak, but economies of scale, comes out cheaper, just get more. So I ate that, and probably ate a lot of it. Then laid down for a little bit, got up, got my 10,000 steps in, the video of which I just posted this morning, I think. Because now I got it down. So I shoot these videos in a lower resolution, so the file size isn't catastrophically big. And because I get 5G mostly everywhere, or, places. Yeah, pretty much mostly everywhere now. I can upload the video, Facebook, by the time I get back home. Name it. I just rename it right there in the phone. And while I'm renaming it, I copy that, what I renamed it, share Facebook, paste in that copy of the file name, upload. That's what I like. That's how I like to do it. Have a process a procedure in place to produce. And I believe I got that. So it works. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I'm out here doing what I do. Somebody walking by, you can see me get distracted. When I start saying something like that, I do what I do. If I say something like that, that means I'm distracted and just trying to fill something in. I heard a couple commentators do that yesterday watching the games. You could tell they got distracted and just wanted to say words just to keep talking, to fill the airspace. And got off, not got off point, but yeah, but you could say it kind of got off point. Definitely got off the point. No, not got off the point, but just got, didn't get off the point. They were still on the point. They just got off point and got distracted. So that's how that goes. All right, is it? They got my mother's Bravo Burgers. She love her some Bravo Burgers. She love her some Bravo Burgers. Let me get a picture of Bravo Burgers, see what it come out like. See what a picture of Bravo Burgers come out like. All my Zooms? I am Zoomed, huh? It won't let me Zoom back. See, even if I go, it says 1.0, but it's not. So I gotta flip back, Zoom that back. Hey, there's me. With the sun behind me. Anyway, here comes the swinging on y'all part. Been saying that for decades too. Anyway, swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. Totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.